My guest today is Scott Merchant. Scott is a program and activities director for Shadow Cliff Mountain Lodge. Scott is here today to talk about the Grand Lake Winter Carnival happening Saturday, March the 4th. The carnival starts at 10 a.m. with a frozen sing-along and ends at 9 p.m. with fireworks over Grand Lake. The day is full of family fun, including snowmen making contests, sled bed races, and so much more. This really is such a fun winter mountain getaway event. So sit back and enjoy. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Good. How are you doing today?
I am fantastic. It's good seeing you.
It's nice to see you too.
Yeah, we've been on the phone a lot, but never in person or never seen each other face to face.
That's right. It's nice to see your smile.
Yeah, likewise. Well, you are planning this year's Grand Lake Winter Carnival in conjunction with Shadow Cliff. So how did Shadow Cliff get involved with this event?
So Shadow Cliff is a mountain lodge and sanctuary in Grand Lake. And with a really beautiful, deep, rich history, and I've lived there now, so I can say it's one of the most beautiful places I've ever been. And it was built in the 1950s by Warren and Pat Rempel, and it has this really cool history of like global connection and service to the humanities. And our vision is using the power of connection. We want to foster a world of kindness and love. That's our vision.
I love that. We need that in this world right now.
I agree. And yeah, that's why I'm so passionate about Shadow Cliff. And Shadow Cliff is really this really unique group of people. You never really know who you're going to see because we have the cross trail that comes through. I can't remember what
it's
that's
the Continental
named.
Divide.
There it is. That's yeah. It. Can you tell I'm not from this state?
That's okay.
And yes, that's absolutely right. So we have Continental Divide Trail people. We have hikers who are coming through. We have families. We have moms. We have dads. We have monks. We have every kind of person at any different kind of cross section. That's what we have. So how did Shadow Cliff become involved in Winter Carnival? In Grand Lake, there is a really fine tradition that I'm still learning about, that large organizations generally have one or two anchor events during the year. And Shadow Cliff has been here forever. We are interested in being part of that and serving our community. So Shadow Cliff hired me a year ago. Actually, yeah, a year ago, yesterday.
Whoa, and, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. I'm the first full-time staff person for Shadow Cliff, and my job is literally to connect to our community and make sure that we're able to continue connection around the globe. I will do that through programs, events, and activities. When I'm good friends with Emily and Stephanie from the Chamber of Commerce. Fabulous people, by the
way.
They
are. Emily's been on this podcast before, so yes.
And Stephanie works there, and she's also the founder of Troublesome Fest.
I interviewed her as well.
I love it.
Yeah.
And so I was talking to them and Emily brought up the idea that they were looking to pass the torch for Winter Carnival. They asked if we would be interested and they explained some of the history and where it was kind of started and where it was picked up by the chamber and where it is now. I went back to our board and to our creative folks at Shadow Cliff because we are a team. And I asked them, I proposed to them that we might take over Winter Carnival. And we had a number of discussions about it. And they said, yes, let's go forward. We had about 2 months to put together this Winter Carnival. So we're having a lot of the activities that are traditionally there, but we're also, we have a couple that aren't there this year, which is totally okay because we want to make sure that this is super successful and that everybody has a good time. So next year, we'll add a few more. So for this year, on the day, can I tell you about the day?
Yes, please do.
I get excited about this.
I know. Really, it's actually such a fun event.
I agree. And Grand Lake is so perfect for it. It's such a fun place to be. Let's go over the schedule for that day. So here's our lineup. On the day of the event, which is Saturday, March the 4th, at 10 a.m., we are showing the film Frozen, and we're going to be singing along to it. And this is for all of our singers and people who love and obsess over Frozen and the Ice Queen. This is a perfect event. And we are hoping that everybody becomes aware of this so all the kids in the community can come. Because I know they're there. I know they're out there. I've spoken to many.
Yes.
That starts the day at 10 o'clock. And then around 11 o'clock, we'll start to set up all the desks and the ticket places. And around 11:30, we begin our activities. And that's going to be, we have a few different activities that they can choose from. Some of them require registration and some of them don't. The sing-along requires registration. And that's all on our website, which I'll say a million times, grandlakewintercarnival.com. That starts the day. And then at 11:30, we have a number of other events that we're going to go into. We have winter putt-putt. We are going to have winter cornhole. We're going to have adult kid sled pole races. We're going to have a snowman competition for all of you Van Goghs in the snow out there. We have a very cool snowman competition. There are no rules. Just bring your absolute creativity. We'll have some tools there. If you want to bring a shovel or a bucket or whatever, you're welcome to bring it. There are tons of prizes, by the way, for a number of these activities during the day. So at 11:30, that's when these will open up. We'll have the putt-putt, we'll have the cornhole, we'll have the races. At 12:30-ish, we are going to give everybody a break to go warm up somewhere, get a little bite to eat. We'll have some snacks being provided by the hub this year, which is going to set up in the community house. So it'll be a little warming place for people to go into, have a hot chocolate, coffee or something. So that'll be really nice. And then from 12:30 to 1:30 approximately, we're going to take a little break. Everybody gets to warm up and have a bite to eat. And then at 1:30 starts the big spectacle, which is the bed sled races.
Oh my gosh, that is hilarious.
I have to tell you, this has been such a wonderful learning experience.
You're like, what?
Yeah, exactly. But I also participated in the dragon boat races. And this is like the winter dragon boat races. We have multiple partners. Obviously, this can't be done by one person, one organization. This is multiple organizations coming together. And we've partnered, speaking of the dragon boat races, we've partnered with the Rocky Mountain Wooden Boat School. They are actually building our sleds. So the teams this year, this is a big difference. The teams this year do not have to build their bed sleds. They can bring decorations. They can wear whatever they like and create the biggest spectacle if they want, but they do not have to build those sleds. We will have sleds waiting for them built by the Rocky Mountain Wooden Folk School. Or wooden boat skills, excuse me. And we have a number of teams. We're always looking for more. The registration for that's on our website, grandlakewintercarnival.com, to register for that. Also for the snowman competition, that requires a registration. We'll do the bed sleds, and that will probably last until 3. People have an option to go do something, go shopping. They're skating down at the lake if they want to go down and go skating. There's multiple things that they can do after the events are finished. At 6:30, we're going to open the front doors of Charlie's, and 7 o'clock is going to start the party, and we have Frozen Ball, which is the big event at the end of Winter Carnival. We're going to have, again, in the theme, I don't know if I mentioned this, but the theme this year is Frozen. So we're starting with Frozen, and we're finishing
Now that makes sense.
That's going to be happening starting around 7. The coolest part, besides being at Charlie's with Leah, who's the GM down there, and she decorates beautifully. We've got all these amazing decorations. It's going to be so cool. We also have a fire spinner. And then the last part of the night, which I think is just the best, is we're going to do fireworks. We have fireworks this time.
That's a great way to end.
Thank you to our wonderful mayor, Steve Coudron, and our town manager, John Crone. Man, they got it together for me, and they were so helpful with this whole process. I'm so thankful for those guys. And so they helped to facilitate that.
So nice to have great partners. And I'm sure you've got a lot of sponsors out there as well. Who's helped with sponsoring this event?
So far, we have 6. We're the Rocky Mountain Wooden Boat School. We have the Grand Lake Women's Club. That has been around since 1912.
I don't know about the Grand Lake Women's Club. Oh, something I need to check really out.
Very nice people. And we have the Hub Grand Lake, which is our like local coffee, sandwich, lunch, have a beer place. They're going to be doing refreshments for the event. The Western Riviera is one of our sponsors. Lovely people there. Jackie's amazing. Ashley North's amazing there. Just really lovely people. And what a spot too. What a view.
Yeah, I would say book your reservation as soon as possible at the Western Riviera. You'll have that great lakefront view.
Yes. And we have the Copycat office and printing in Granby. They've actually printed all of our posters and done a few other things. And then we have, of course, Charlie's Sports Bar and Grill, which we've partnered with 2 times now. This has been very successful, and we have a really good time doing it.
Well, you've got some great sponsors, and I'm sure you're looking for more. Where can people contact you, Scott?
Thank you. So we are definitely still looking for volunteers and sponsors. I do know there's some other people that we're going to have on our sponsor page. You can contact me through programs@shadowcliff.org. Again, that's programs@shadowcliff.org.
Well, Scott, I'm so glad that you and Shadowcliff stepped up to continue this winter tradition. It really is such a fun place to be in the winter, Grand Lake, and it's a fun event. And your enthusiasm is just going to make it a hit.
We're really excited. Oh, one other thing I want to mention is We have our DJs for the day are coming from KFFR in Fraser.
I just talked to Steve today. So that's so funny.
It's our world, right?
Yes.
It's so small.
And where will they be performing? Will they be performing?
They're going to be, the whole entire event for Winter Carnival takes place around Town Square. So where the pavilion, the community house, town hall, that big park there, all of it's going to be happening there. They're going to be in a table at the starting line for the races. So they're going to start with us and be our commentators throughout the day.
Okay. Well, I think people need to come up for the day or the weekend. Make a weekend of it. I look forward to the Winter Carnival. I will actually be there this year. It's been years since I've been up for the carnival. So I look forward to seeing you and to a fun day.
Thank you so, so much. I appreciate you.
All right. We'll talk soon.
Okay. Take care.